This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Jordy Collada Show. Jordy Collada, Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, always good to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Jordy, right off the bat, I'll ask you about your thoughts on Harold Perkins Jr. and maybe the difference in how they'll use him this year. I know Blake, his wheelhouse is coaching linebackers, always has been. And I know even talking to Coach O about it, he had told me, Mike, one day, I think Blake's got a shot to be a head coach somewhere in college football. But he said, man, does he know how to coach linebackers? And last year, that, to me, it seemed to be it was so much confusion with Perkins at times on exactly, I think maybe they kind of overloaded the system with him. And not just turning him loose and have him feel in a comfort zone. We saw as a freshman, man, him rushing the quarterback. There weren't a lot of guys like him that could get after it. Now, again, when you that size, they're going to run after you, right towards you, and try to kind of knock you out, running the football at you. But what do you think will be the differences in Blake Baker's system at linebacker for Harold Perkins this year than last year? And I think the mental aspect has to come into play here, knowing what you got to do on every snap, not just some of the time.
Yeah, Mike, and look, I think you alluded to it there, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. First and foremost, I think they're going to have a plan for him. You know, last year it seemed like it was just kind of see what sticks. You know, coming off of his freshman season, they really put him into a lane. They put him getting after the passer, and he was probably the best pass rusher in college football. I mean, you wanted to see that game evolve in year two, and it was more confusion than it was execution. I expect this season to have a plan in place for Perkins, and, you know, I think that there'll be some specialty roles that he plays. And, you know, Mike, I always say this is very similar to Tyrann Mathieu. I think that you get one of these players, you know, once every 10, once every 15 years where they just look a little different. The skill set's a little different. For the most part, you know it better than anybody. You start to evaluate these guys, and year in, year out, you know, a lot of them look the same. They have the same skill set. They can do the same things. They run just as fast. They jump just as high. You know, once every 10 years, you get a player that comes along that just doesn't fit the mold. Mathieu came along in 2010, 2011, where, you know, he was a game wrecker. And then Perkins shows up nearly a decade later where, you know, he's got a skill set that doesn't necessarily fit into one box. And I think that's what Blake Baker loved about him. I think what we forget about is that Baker was the lead recruiter on him when he was going through recruiting, the recruiting process at LSU, and was really instrumental in closing the deal on Perkins to get to LSU. You know, you rewind it back a couple of years when Brian Kelly took the job, and it seemed like Corey Raymond and Blake Baker were two names that were surefire fits to be on the new staff because of the work that they had put in. You know, Kelly had to circle back to him a couple of years later, but, you know, I think Baker, like you said, he's so young, he's so hungry, he's so motivated to be the best. His contract says he is right now, but I think he still believes he's got things to prove. And Harold Perkins is that guy that can push him over the top. I think they'll have a clear plan in place for him this season.
Jordy, with the talent on LSU's team and potential guys going into the 2025 draft, you know, get the most phone calls about Greg Penn III.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody can see what Will Campbell can do. Emory Jones, the right tackle position. Mason Taylor, I think, will have a huge season this year if he stays healthy. But the phone calls I get the most about is, man, tell me a little bit about Greg Penn. He's underrated for what he does, but he's smart. He's instinctive. He's no small linebacker now. He's a bigger linebacker than you would normally see in today's game. And I think he's gotten much better in the coverage part of the game, and I think that has caught the eyes of NFL people.
I really do too, Mike. And when you look at this defense coming back this season, you know, there's not a lot of guys that you look at that you say, man, there's that veteran that you look at and say, he's a leader, he's a guy that can get them in place, he's a guy that can, when he speaks, they'll listen. And I think that Greg Penn is one of only a few on that roster, especially defensively, that really carries a lot of weight. I think it's because of what you said. He's a guy that works. He's in the building. He's in the linebacker's room. He'll be the guy that's calling the shots out there. He'll be the quarterback. I'd imagine he'll be wearing the green dot. He'll be the guy that they're communicating with on the field. And I believe that Penn has a future in the NFL. I'm anxious to see what his position or maybe his role is. He's a surefire tackler, like you said. And he's a student. He's a guy that really loves the game. And when you talk to the coaches, he's always around the building. He's always trying to get better. He's always in the classroom looking for advantages. And, you know, it really shows up on the field. I think he's another one that Blake Baker looks at and, you know, kind of looks at him as a sigh of relief. You know, you're looking to plug some holes and fill some gaps this year, and you got to have some guys step up. You know, Penn being a proven commodity and somebody with veteran leadership can trust him, I think takes a lot of sweat off the back of a guy like Blake Baker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jordy, it won't help for this year, but late last week, and kind of in a week's time, you were able to land Brandon Brown from Florida, Damian Shanklin, who is a highly rated edge guy from the Indianapolis area, Zion Williams from Texas. So you got some beef up front. You still need to add to the toll here. But I think defensive line and cornerback, which at one time Man, and I talked to Marlon Favorite about this. He was like, Mike, we were like nine deep along the defensive line in a rotation. And he said, man, listen, if you were a second string guy, you were fighting for a shot to get out on the field. And now all of a sudden, and I know maybe haven't put out as many corners in the past, but you've missed on the defensive line and also at the cornerback position. They got a bunch of names at corner today, but is there a surefire guy there today? And that at one time was the strength of this team. Now it's at wide receiver, to be honest with you. And man, right around the corner is offensive line, right?
No, without question. I think that the offensive line with Brad Davis and the group has done from a recruiting standpoint has become the standard, has become the ideal room. You look at what they've done, and it reminds you of what the defensive backfield room looked like, you know, while 5, 6, 10, 15 years ago. I mean, over that time, I mean, it was always chock-a-block full of talent, numbers, guys that were competing. And, yeah, when you look at the board, when you look at the room, when you look at the guys that they have, Mike, it's a different identity of LSU football. When you talk about days of Big Fave and those crew, you know, like he said, they were rotating 6, 7, 8, 9 guys on the defensive line. And that's really when LSU was winning at the highest level. You look at, you know, the ability to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And that's, you know, kind of been the formula to these teams that have been consistent winners and championship contenders. And LSU has gotten away from that, and they've really got to close. You mentioned the success that they had last week and in recruiting, getting guys like Williams and Brown, and closing on a guy like Shanklin out of Indianapolis, who they beat Alabama and Ohio State for. That's what you got to do. And now right around the bend, you got a guy like DJ Pickett out of Florida, who's a five-star guy who's going to announce next week. And it looks like Oregon's the leader there, but LSU's high on the list. Miami's been there. Seems like if you made the choice today, it would be Oregon. And then, you know, Jabari Antoine, who's the state's top quarterback, defensive back. I mean, you know, Mike, that was, it seems like just yesterday, where LSU never had to worry about the top DB in the state choosing anybody but LSU. But you look at the trends now here over the last couple of years, you lose a guy like Derek Williams out of Westgate to Texas, who's a starter for them in year one. And then you've got a guy in, you know, Jabari Antoine in this cycle, who was committed at one point and ended up decommitting over the last couple of weeks. Those are the guys that you have to get. I mean, if you're Corey Raymond, Bo Davis got the assignment. I mean, he knows the assignment. He knows that you got to stack this class and these next classes full of defensive line talent. Corey Raymond's got the same memo. You know, like, you got to put talent in the boat, man, and you got to start doing it yesterday. So, you know, DJ Pickett's announcement coming up. You know, you got Jabari Antoine still out there, and you got some state guys here locally, Mike, that, you know, you know as well as anyone. I mean, you don't necessarily have to look at the star power of Louisiana DBs. You can go out and get a guy like Bernard Causey, like LSU did last year, who they feel really high on. When you look at the services, they may not be as high on him, but when LSU evaluates him, they know that, you know, that Louisiana talent has a different breed to it. So that they really need to pick up the pace as far as defensive back recruiting goes.
Yeah, and Jahace Thomas, he's got some pedigree with him. You know, his dad, Fred Thomas, played with the Saints at cornerback, and I saw Jahace play. He was wide receiver. Man, Destrahan was loaded. He was trying to get on the field as a receiver, and they moved him. I wouldn't be surprised one day he becomes what I call a big corner. I know he's playing some safety, but, man, with that size, I'm sticking him at corner. And he's a physical guy going up for the football. And I think his announcement, I think, is maybe midweek.
Yeah. No, they have some announcements coming up, and Jace is a guy that they've been high on. They've had him on campus a couple of times. He camped, he worked out. I know LSU was very high on him and offered him immediately and was really, you know, going after him. So, he's another one that you got to get.
And then looking, you know, at this upcoming team, Jordy, and we've talked all about the issues on the defensive line, but the offensive line, how dominant it looked at spring ball, it's a good thing because it's supposed to be the strength of the team, but at the same time, you're kind of concerned about the defensive side of the ball. Exactly, right. So, but it, you know, looking at the offense of this upcoming year, Garrett Nussmeier kind of leading the way, and Mike saw him directly at Manning Passing Academy, got to talk to him too, sounds like a great kid. But the run game's also going to be a big part of the, what they want to do this upcoming year. And Caleb Jackson heading into his sophomore year, I just think that the ceiling is so, so high for this kid. But just what are your thoughts on him and just the running game in general for this LSU team in 2024?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, this offense is not going to look like it did last season for sure, you know, and it won't have the high flying numbers, I think, that, you know, obviously that Burrow group put up a couple of years ago. But this is going to be a very efficient and highly feared offense by defensive coordinators because of what you talked about, the ability to run the football, control the clock. And really, with a veteran quarterback like Nussmeier, I expect his decision making to be the biggest improvement from what we've seen over the past couple of seasons to where he is now. Obviously, Jaden Daniels gave you a weapon and somebody that if it broke down, he could take it to the house from 80 yards out with his feet. I think those guys that pick up the pace there, I think Mason Taylor becomes much more involved in the offense underneath and being able to pick up some of those underneath and intermediate routes. I look at, guys that, can play a possession style. Kyron Lacy, obviously being a big possessive wide receiver that you may not see the numbers of LSU throwing the ball, but when they throw it, they're going to be efficient and they're going to have the ability to control the clock with that offensive line in the run game that you mentioned. Having a guy come back like Josh Williams, I think, is enormous. I think that everything's going to work out with Trey Holly. The legal stuff should shake out before fall camp to give him another option there. They've got Caden Durham coming in, who's a four-star guy out of Texas, who's a freshman, who's can be kind of a specialty role to you. And then you mentioned it, Caleb Jackson. I mean, he's as close comparison to Fournette that I've seen since Leonard left here. When you talk about the combination of size and speed and the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield with his athleticism, he's a unique player. I mean, you saw him a little bit last year on kickoff return. You know, to get him out into the open field, what he can look like and what he can bring. You saw his physical style of running against teams like Mississippi State in the league. So, I mean, he's dead set on being a breakout player. But I think that Brian Kelly, Frank Wilson, Cortez Hankton, Joe Sloan, those guys know that Brad Davis's group is really the strong suit of this team. And to get on those guys' back and control the clock, keep the defense off the field, and be efficient offensively. I look for this offense to be as powerful, as potent as they were last season, just with a different look. You know, I mean, I don't think that they'll be the number one offense in the country. But they'll be a top 20 offense, and they will be somebody that when the game gets tight, that they'll have the ability to really get on the backs of a deep, talented, veteran now offensive line that feels like that it's the best unit in college football.
Jordy, I think there's going to be questions in the middle. How well this team can stop the run? We've talked to different people about it, and. It is what it is at this stage. You don't have a lot of talent and depth along defensive tackle. But you look at the edge, and I think this may be a year for Savion. He's lost a little bit of weight, and I think he's ready to roll. You got some people there that can get after the quarterback, and I think that today you maybe can mask some of your deficiencies in the secondary at corner. With a pass rush, you affect the quarterback, man. He's throwing it before he wants to, or you got him on the move, one of the two. I think that is a big key to this LSU defense, to be able to have an ability to get after the quarterback in third down situations.
I'm with you, Mike, and that's the one thing that I am very high on Blake Baker coming in. I think Baker is going to be realistic about this team when he looks at the talent. The void, like you mentioned, in the middle and on the line of scrimmage. I heard what Coach Jenkins had to say at the lineman camp a couple of weeks back. I mean, it's hard to go against a guy that knows it and has seen it as up close as he has, and to break it down like that, it was pretty spot on. But when you talk about Baker, I think Baker recognizes it. I think Baker recognizes that he's got guys like you mentioned, like Savion Jones, who's dropped a little bit of weight and can come in and play. a different style. Braden Swenson is a guy that I think he looks at. Deshaun Womack is a guy who's coming back for year two, who's very high on. Obviously, Gabe Relaford's have a tremendous spring and since touching on campus a couple of these freshmen. But, you know, we talked about Harold. And I think, you know, Mike, when you have a team as talented as LSU is, LSU's going to have some guys come high off the draft board once again next spring. They've got to realize they've got to really do something, one thing well, one thing good, you know, whether it's take the ball away like the 19 defense did, or get after the passer like the 07 defense did. Something that from a specialty standpoint can they capitalize on. And I think that Blake Baker's going to look at his personnel. He's going to look at guys like, you know, you mentioned, like Savion, like Harold Perkins, like Deshaun Womack, and say, how can we find these game wreckers on this side of the ball and put them in positions to make plays? You know, they're not going to be able to stop the run. They're not going to get anybody, you know, inside push. But how can they affect the game otherwise? And that's what I'm so high on Baker about, is just his creativity.
I told this to Garrett. We were sitting down talking, and I told him the story that Pete Jenkins told me that in the Florida game, he says, man, all of a sudden, Jaden takes off running, scores, and he comes off the field. And he said, man, Mike, I greet him first. I give him a big hug, and I said, Jaden, I love you, man. I think you're the greatest player. This may be the greatest game ever in Tiger Stadium, but I'm mad at you. And he said, man, Jaden looked at him. What are you talking about, coach? He said, you scored too damn fast. Now I got to put my defense back out on the field. Garrett got a big kick out of that. He said, you know, I wasn't that far away. I heard the conversation, but I didn't hear every word said. He said, but I did see Jaden, you know, give him a big smile about it. I said, well, that was the conversation. He says, well, I wish he would have told that to me, because, man, and listen, we scoring, and, you know, we're going to keep piling it on if we get that opportunity. Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Always, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Jordy Collada, host of the Jordy Collada Show out in Baton Rouge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.